Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Tonight's video is about a park ranger tour guide who was giving the last tour in their cave system that evening that witnesses something so horrifying that they barely survived to tell the tale. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. I'm a park ranger at a national park. I won't say which one, but if you've been here before, you might recognize it based on the description. I used to give tours in the large, sprawling cave that makes up one of the main features of our park, but a week ago, we had an incident occur which led us to close it indefinitely. I was there that night, and I know the reason why. I always count the people in my tour group through the tour. Even more frequently on the tour I was giving that day, where it's a bit more strenuous and goes through the undeveloped portions of the cave. Since it sort of acts as a 4-hour introduction to caving, you tend to get the more adventurous sorts. Most people are respectful, responsible, and careful, but as always, there are some exceptions. You'd think it'd be common sense to not wander off alone in a dark cave, but you'd be surprised. For example, I had one guy yell at me recently when I tried to prevent him from wandering off away from the group. He told me that he could handle it. He had been hiking for years and had a satellite phone that he'd be fine. I decided it wasn't worth arguing with him about how satellite phones won't work 200 feet below ground, so I just heavily implied that leaving the tour group would result in a permanent ban from every park in the country. It's not true, but it kept him safe and with the group. I was also especially focused because starting that day, the tour route bypassed one of the usual tunnels, which was closed for conservation efforts, and took a detour through an area that hadn't been on the tour route for years. Anyways, back to counting the group. We limit this tour to 10 people, adults, and we make sure that there are no overlapping tours that follow the same route. In addition to making sure we don't lose anyone, it helps prevent people from either mistakenly or intentionally joining a different tour group than the one that they had started off with, preventing a potentially dangerous and expensive search and rescue operation for a missing person that's not really missing. I had a full group. It was the last tour of the day, and it was going really well at first. I had some repeat attendees that I recognized. Everyone was careful, paid attention, and asked good questions. The whole group stuck with me at all times. When we went through the detour section, the smell hit me, earthly, but with an undertone of decay. There was an intersection on that path that forked off far into the darkness, and the smell seemed stronger down there, which made me really uncomfortable. I let everyone go ahead of me to stop in the next, more open space, because something about that place gave me a really bad feeling. I counted the one person who had somehow managed to end up behind me, and then signed in relief. We had all 11 people. That wasn't right. I should have only had 10. or maybe it was. I suddenly felt my confusion and concern melt away, so I shrugged and I moved onwards. The rest of the tour went great, until we were almost done and approaching the elevators. We lost power. We had our headlamps, so we weren't in absolute blackness. But it was still jarring to be unexpectedly thrown into darkness in the part of the cave that usually has full lighting. Luckily, the backup generator came on in under a minute. We have some pretty intense thunderstorms up here, and although this had never happened to me while I was on a tour, it had happened to a couple of fellow rangers. This issue, though, is that neither elevator seemed to work, even after the generator turned on. I pushed the button, but nothing happened. The natural cave entrance is too small for most people to fit through, so the elevators were the only feasible way in and out. I wasn't too panicked at that point yet. The elevator area was one of the few areas in the cave where you could actually make and receive phone calls. We have phone lines laid there for that very reason. I made a call to upstairs. I let them know about the issue, and did my best to calm the group down while I told them the plan. Everyone was dressed warmly enough to be able to withstand the 50-ish degree weather for a while longer. We don't allow food or drinks in the cave, but I was hoping we'd be out before it became an issue. It's funny, I've always worried about losing someone, but since we've got no overlapping tours, I'd never even given it a thought as to what to do if I ended up with an extra person. So when there was 12 people when I turned around to do a count again, I was a bit at a loss of what to do. I counted multiple times, and it was more apparent that we had two more people in our group now than we had came in.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
And with... Did you lose your tour group? I asked broadly, waiting hopefully for two people to speak up and say yes, that they got separated and joined us, but they all stared at me in silence. I searched the faces of the people that I had spent the past 4 hours with, and there wasn't anyone that seemed new. Everyone I looked at, I felt like I could remember their name and walking with them for the past few hours. Maybe I was losing it, I thought at the time. Maybe we had made an exception. After a while, I called upstairs for an update. They were going to try and get at least some sort of emergency fix to get everyone out. They expected it to be at least another hour or so. I turned around and filled the group in. There was a bit of chorus of sighs and groans I had been expecting, but there was also something else. A 13th person, hovering at the edge of the group. Before I really had time to even fully process that development, one of my tour members suddenly darted away from the group clustered at the elevators, and she ran back into the darkness of the cave. I dug out my spare elevator key. You have to have a key to operate these, so no one could go up or down without a ranger. Handed it to one of the repeat attendees I knew I could trust, and ran after her. I shouted back at the others to stay and monitor the phone, and to go up without me if needed. I tried to keep her in my light, but she was so nimble. She ducked, weaved, and navigated like an expert. I struggled to keep up, even in the portions of the trail I frequented almost daily. I was seriously worried for her safety. No matter how familiar you are with the area, running through a cave, much less in the dark, is never safe. I wouldn't have been running myself if I didn't need to in order to keep up with her. Suddenly, she was gone, and I realized I was somewhere I hadn't been before. I was approaching a wall with just a small crevice that opened up to the other side. I didn't see her in it, or anywhere else for that matter. It was as if she had become one with the darkness itself. That was when it first hit me. She had no headlamp, or helmet, or knee pads, or shoes. How the hell did I not notice that when I was looking over the group for outliers? I looked around frantically, as the fear of her being potentially lost deep within this part of the cave that I was less familiar with sunk in. Just as I was debating my next move, I saw her again. She had somehow ended up between me and the way I had come. She was far enough away from me that she was partially hidden in the shadows. My relief was short-lived, though, when I realized for the first time that her eyes reflected in the dim light, a reddish-orange hue like an animal's, like something that evolved in the dark. Fear turned into dread, and I instinctively moved as if to back away as she approached. But after a step back, I was against the wall. I felt for the crevice and tried to slowly walk sideways against the wall so it was behind me. There was nowhere else to go, and I hoped I'd fit. As she emerged further into my light, I noticed features that I somehow hadn't caught before. Her mouth was too wide. Her eyes were small and perfectly round with wide pupils. What I had before interpreted as loose-fitting caving clothes were layers of drooping flesh upon closer scrutiny. What I was looking at was not a person at all. Seriously. How had I not noticed it before now? Minutes ago, I could have sworn this was a youngish girl with moussey brown hair that I had been walking around with her for hours, known her by name. Her name was... I realized I couldn't remember. It lunged at me, and I did the best thing I could think of at the time. I shoved myself sideways as far into the crevice as I could go. It managed to take a decent-sized chunk out of my arm, and I squeezed myself in further. Eventually, it hissed and faded back into the darkness. I had a brief moment of reprieve when the panic faded. I carefully focused on trying to squeeze back out, holding my breath, trying to shrink my profile. That's when I realized I could distinctively hear something else breathing behind me, on the other side. Suddenly, I was being pulled backwards by something. It was tearing into my jacket and the arm that was pinned behind me. But the opening was too thin. Eventually, it appeared to give up, and the only breathing I could hear was my own. I tried to take a deep breath for the first time, realizing just how tight that rock was around me. I couldn't even fill my lungs. What I had just encountered was quickly becoming a close runner-up. But this was my literal worst nightmare. How long would it be until someone could find me, much less help me? I tried not to focus on thoughts of dying, wedged in here in the darkness. Each shallowed...
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
panicked breath just served to remind me of how tightly I was stuck. I remembered myself that panicking wouldn't help. I just had to focus on getting out. It took what felt like an eternity to squeeze back out. By then, whatever was hunting me appeared to be long gone. I had a slew of cuts and abrasions both from the rocks and from the creature, but the slick blood from the injuries had at least aided me in sliding out. It took me longer to walk back, much longer, as I crawled, ducked, and backed up stiff, bloody, and exhausted. I was worried about my group. I was tempted to call out, to let my group know that I was on my way, to warn them. But I was hesitant to draw any attention to my location, or possibly have anyone from the group stray from the others to try to find me. Whatever the creature was, it seemed unwilling or unable to attack all of us at once, so I held on to the hope that they stayed together. As I approached, I heard the sounds eating off in the distance. It was hard to gauge from where, but I could hear the aggressive smacking and chewing of someone long hungry. I sighed. I wasn't looking forward to having that "you aren't supposed to bring food in here" conversation with the group that was already hungry, tired, and unhappy from having been stuck in the cave for hours. I decided that as long as they were safe, I'd just deal with the repercussions and clean up without saying a word. I heard the phone ringing in the distance. It continued to echo, unanswered. By the time I got to the elevator, they were all gone. I called to them, but got no response. I pressed the button and could hear the elevator moving. I tried to wait to check upstairs before panicking. They'd probably already had gone up. From the elevator, I took a last look into the darkness as the doors closed. Multiple pairs of red-orange eyes reflected lights from my headlamp far in the distance. I suddenly panicked at the thought of if they could actually figure out how to use the elevator. I pictured them hunting our hikers on secluded trails, or through the small town outside of the park. But calmed myself, remembering, no, they needed a key. As the elevator rose, I tried working out in my mind how the hell I'd explain that we needed to close the trails to my supervisor without sounding insane. When I came up to the elevator, my coworkers and supervisor were waiting. From the moment the doors opened, they frayed over my injuries and told me that they were worried when the tour group came up without me, and were working on sending an initial response team to search for me. "So the whole group made it out okay?" I confirmed. I needed to hear it. "You did great. Everyone's safe and accounted for. They were in good shape, so we sent them home a while ago." My supervisor smiled. "All 16 of them." Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the Park Ranger Tour Guide story tonight. If you want to hear more true and creepypasta horror stories, make sure to click on that video that you see on your screen now. Go on. Do it.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.